Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 5, Episode 75 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials. We are studying in the week of Easter, of course, and it's the dates of April the 3rd to April the 9th. And today we're going to look at, hopefully, Monday and Tuesday, the days of the Easter story, and look at what happened in the events leading up to, leading through the Holy Week. So we know that, obviously, we had Palm Sunday on Sunday recently. And so on the Monday, the Saviour, in verse 12, it says, "And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves." So we obviously are very familiar with the story that he went in. And this is an example of this action, which to some may seem like anger or something like that. However, this is action which is removing and cleansing the temple. And I think for us, it's important to kind of reflect on this and think about, how does this apply to us? How does perhaps Christ cleanse us and give us the opportunity to be cleansed as well? I think that this is an important reminder for us that it's important that the temple can bless us, and that he is with authority commanding the merchants and money changers to leave. Of course, because he wants it to be a sacred and holy place. Of course, there are people who have travelled for many miles to get to Jerusalem, and they will need to be able to buy and purchase these things, but perhaps not within the walls of the temple. And also, indication or some scholars suggest that those people doing that were doing it for a profit, or to kind of make money off people who were desperate to make worship at the temple, which the Saviour was not pleased with. President Russell M. Nelson said, quote, "Let us never lose sight of what the Lord is doing for us now. He is making his temples more accessible. He is accelerating the pace at which we are building temples. He is increasing our ability to help gather Israel. He is also making it easier for each of us to become spiritually refined. I promise that increased time in the temple will bless your life in ways nothing else can." Close quote. The temple is an important place, and it is through worshipping in the temple we can become even more closer to our Saviour. And so that's the message behind this. I just want to touch on verses 15 and 16, which is, well, actually, once he's done that, he also heals people as well. So not only is this a cleansing day of the temple, and we can think about how, you know, the Saviour invites us to be cleansed, but also healing takes place on this day as well. And in verse 15, it says, and I'm going to read it from the English Standard Version, because it talks about the scribes seeing the wonderful things that he'd done and children crying in the temple and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of God." And I want to read it from the English Standard Version because it makes it a bit clearer for us what's happening here. It says, "But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did and the children crying out in the temple, 'Hosanna to the Son of David,' they were indignant. And they said to him, 'Do you hear what these are saying?' And Jesus said to them, 'Yes. Have you never read, out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise?'" So again, this is not only just an important aspect of cleansing, healing, and people crying Hosanna again, but it's also another fulfillment of prophecy that out of the mouths of babes and infants, there would be great praises to the Saviour. So again, this is a great blessing for us to kind of reflect on. We then move to Tuesday with some good time to discuss that. And there is further teaching that takes place. Now, with this, the manual just kind of gives you an overview. And I'm not going to go into too much detail about the teachings that the Saviour gave, because we will cover these in more depth as we go through the New Testament study. But having the focus on Easter and, you know, this Holy Week, this is some of the things that the Saviour spoke about. So again, yeah, I'm not going to go into too much detail. And again, we're not really given specific days as such that take place, or events that take place on the Tuesday and the Wednesday. We're making the presumption that, you know, considering that it was the next day he cleansed the temple, he then taught, and he taught some very important things. And some of the things that he teaches about, in fact, a number of the things he talks about, are related to the second coming. And perhaps there is a focus on this because the Saviour knows that his time is soon coming, where his first coming will be drawing to a close. And so he needs to testify and prepare the way for this event, where this is going to be the end of his first coming. So he now needs to start to prophesy and share the events that will take place when he comes again. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to just kind of bring this to a close, this study session, because the Tuesday and the Wednesday, like I say, there is a lot of content that's suggested in the materials. But I don't want to really touch on that just at this moment, because we will cover them more in depth when the chapters that are outlined in the manual for Tuesday and Wednesday come along. We'll go into more depth in what's taught there. But I think it's important that we recognise just the teachings that take place, the kind of theme of them, and how there were miracles. You know, the Saviour went about in his last week. It would have been very, you know, for some of us perhaps, understandable if we knew that something like, you know, the Easter weekend was about to happen in our lives, that in the days leading up to it, perhaps we have a little time to ourselves, that we just kind of pause and reflect on what's about to happen. But the Saviour was amongst the people. He cleansed the temple. He taught some powerful principles. He rebuked some of the scribes and the Pharisees. He prepared the way forward. He continued his work. And I think that that is an important principle we learn from this as well, is that the work of the Lord must move forward. And we can still be a part of it, no matter what stage in life we are at, in some way. So thank you so much for listening today. Tomorrow, it's Thursday, and we're going to go into the Passover and the garden. And so things start to really ramp up there. Thank you so much for joining us and for listening. Please do share the podcast. Please help to invite others to take part in our study session, our daily bite-sized episodes. And until we meet again.